Now, verse 4 here, riches profit not in the day of wrath, but righteousness delivereth from death. Does that remind you of the parable our Lord told about rich man and the beggar, Lazarus, and both of them died? Well, the riches of the rich man didn't seem to avail him anything in the day of wrath. And the righteousness delivered this beggar, took him right to Abraham's bosom. Those that trust riches certainly have their priorities upside down. There's nothing wrong in wealth, but we need to recognize it has limitations. It'll buy most anything in this world, but it buys nothing in the next world. Now we have here in verse 5, the righteousness of the perfect shall make straight his way, but the lawless shall fall by his own lawlessness. The righteousness of the upright shall deliver them, but transgressors shall be taken in their own naughtiness. And when a wicked man dieth, his expectation shall perish, and the hope of unjust men perish. And then verse 8, the righteous is delivered out of trouble, and the wicked cometh in his stead. Now, these are tremendous verses that we have here that actually I'm beginning now to call attention to the thing we mentioned at the beginning, that there's a proverb for every character in the Bible, and there's one for every character you and I know, and there's one for us. Now, when a lawless man dieth, his expectation shall perish. The hope of the unjust man perisheth. Well, does that remind you of Haman in the book of Esther? Certainly it was true of him. And then in verse 9 here, we have a hypocrite with his mouth destroyeth his neighbor, but through knowledge shall the righteous be delivered. Now, the hypocrite, and that's a very interesting word. The word comes from two Greek words. Krino means to answer. Hupo means to answer back. And the hypocrite's one who answers back. And it was used for actors in Greek plays. You see, one actor gives a cue to the other one, and when the cue is given, he knows it's time for him to say his little piece, so he says it. It's play acting, as it were. Now, a hypocrite, especially in religious matter, has just one thought in mind, and that is, of course, to cover up his own life of sin and the phoniness of it. He's the one that will say, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Now, I have a letter. This party gets after me for saying that people who say hallelujah, that's wrong. Well, again, you misunderstood me. I said that there are folk that use the expression, praise the Lord, and hallelujah. They're being hypocritical. It covers up their life, which is a phony life, and they're just playing a part. Now, it can be said in a genuine, wonderful way. And fact of the matter is, I love to hear it myself, coming from a genuine, born-again child of God. And when you hear it from a person like that, well, it's wonderful to hear it. But there's a lot that's phony, and that's the thing that we were talking about, that it's used to cover up the fact of the matter that they're not genuine. Now, the hypocrite, therefore, will destroy you, and he's the fellow that's not your friend. Who do you think of in the Bible in this connection? You remember Potiphar's wife and the way that she maligned Joseph, brought false charges against him? Why? Cover up her own sin, that she was the guilty party. And of course, who's going to believe a slave over against the wife of an official of Pharaoh? Well, you know, Joseph just will not open his mouth. He doesn't have a chance. And unfortunately, that sometimes in the church, a hypocrite will, to protect himself, will say terrible things. I've always been afraid of the man who is nice to his preacher, to his face, but criticizes him to his back. I've always felt, since I've been a minister, the man that does that, you better watch out. He's covering up something in his own life. And time has, to me, always demonstrated that that was a correct estimation. And that's what the proverb is saying here.